What's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Oh man, we got a good one. Today we sit across from Liz and Jason of Shotgun Soul. They came back for their return visit. I'm so happy. We sit down, we talk about a lot of things. We talk about their upcoming album, self-titled album, I should say, Shotgun Soul. Their Shotgun Soul City release party. If you're anywhere near the Detroit metropolitan area, you can show up. It is on the 7th of December at the Detroit Pub in Clinton Township. Did I mention their album's coming out? Yeah, I think you should cop the album. Get that album. Shotgun Soul self-titled album. It's a lot of cool stuff. We get a chance to sit down with Liz and Jason. We talk about music. We talk about their upcoming album. That I just can't. I'm so happy for them. I really am. And intergalactic basketball and a lot of other topics. But before we jump into all of the fun that is this podcast, we have to pay some bills. So first off, I want to say thanks to all the people who went to SamShowNation.com and donated. You guys are keeping the podcast. Well, you're keeping the free funny free. You're keeping the podcast rolling. We keep going on. So if anything, go to SamShowNation.com. Hit the donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. You guys are knocking out a lot of stuff like server costs, mics, a bunch of other things, odds and ends, and keeping the free funny free. So I want to thank you guys for all of that stuff. Second off, if you want to show your love to the show, you can move that mouse over a little bit and go to Just Talk With Sam store. You guys can get a t-shirt. You guys can get stickers. You can get some archived episodes or my Apple people. Totally free for you. You can get the Apple iTunes app. It's completely free. It's the best way to show your love on whatever Apple device you have. And it's a quick way to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Honestly, your subscription, rate, and review on Apple products or iTunes, I should say, or Stitcher, wherever you do it, it immensely helps the podcast. You guys spread your love to the universe or whoever that looks at whatever rating you put down. 5 stars, please. But, you know, it gives a chance to put other people on this podcast. And those who've done it, thank you so much. Along with that, we have a few sponsors this week. First sponsor are the good folks at Finish Line. The best way to go to Finish Line, look, is to go through SamShowNation.com under current promotions, hit the Finish Line link, and get whatever team gear that you get. A lot of football stuff is happening right now. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. You want to get yourself whatever team fleece. Me personally, I have a Lions fleece on right now, and I get a chance to sit down and wear it from the good folks at Amazon. Whatever team you represent, I'm going to go Detroit Lions. Even my college teams, whether that be NFL, college, NBA, that's in season, NHL, you can go to finishline.com. You can go and shop as you normally would. They have a lot of specials by going through the Sam Show Nation link. Free shipping being one of them. Yeah, I said that. On thousands of styles that have, as well as the 2-for-20 deals. You could get two of your favorite team. Maybe you want to mix and match. You want to get a Lions and you want to get a Pistons. You want to get whatever you can. They have a lot of deals by going through samshownation.com. So go ahead, do that, get your team gear at finishline.com. Speaking of the holidays rolling around, you know, right around the corner. If Thanksgiving, it's about food. Not gonna lie to you, you're going to have some turkey, you're going to have some dressing, all the trimmings, whatever you do. You don't want people, what most people like having on their Thanksgiving day is desserts. And one lady who I know who got the desserts is good folks at Mrs. Fields. You get some cookies. You ever had some, you know, you get some cookies kind of shaped like turkeys. You could get some cookies, well, pumpkin flavor cookies. You could get whatever that has a season. Mrs. Fields has a lot of seasonal packages that you can order by going to SamShowNation.com. Click the Mrs. Fields link on the current promotions link and shopping for whatever you want. Maybe you're not a seasonal person. Maybe you just want some chocolate chip after you have, you know, whatever turkey dressing. Stuffing, whatever you have on that, you could do that, and you could give some gift packages because, or maybe you can get a gift package for some of those people who's waiting in line because Black Friday is right around the corner, and you want to save some deals, and they're waiting in line, you can give them a nice thing of cookies to say, hey, we save you a plate, here go some cookies. However you feel like getting some cookies, or whatever package you have, which, you know, is in that time of year, or we are in this time of year, you can do that by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the Mrs. Fields logo, and shopping for some cookies. Every purchase you get helps this podcast, and quite honestly, cookies are delicious. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Mrs. Fields link, and shop for some cookies. And lastly, our last sponsor, before we get into the fun with Liz and Mossburger from Shotgun Soap, is the good people at Amazon.com. What if you didn't feel like getting cookies? What if you don't like sports? But Black Friday is right around the corner. Let's face it, if I'm talking about Thanksgiving, you know the big brother that is Christmas is looming. And you have to get somebody something. Can't be a punk. You know what the best thing you can get them? If you go to Amazon.com via Sam Show Nation, me personally, it's a great stocking stuffer. I would get, I don't know, the self-titled album from Shotgun Soul. You know, maybe. I think you should go on Amazon and get the self-titled album Shotgun Soul, if at all possible. You know, that's a good gift. I would give somebody that gift. That's a real good gift to have. You may want to get them other things. You may want to get them a bunch of DVDs that you can watch, such as, I don't know what DVDs that you're into. Maybe, whatever DVDs that you are into. What comes out? Yeah, maybe you can get them Bad Santa. A lot of Christmas-themed stuff. Bad Santa, Christmas Story, or my favorite holiday movie, Die Hard. You said it right. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. You can get all of that stuff at Amazon.com. You can watch Die Hard while listening to Shotgun Soul. There you go. Perfect Christmas for me. But before I do all of that, I just want to say go to Amazon.com, shop as you normally would, by clicking the link at SamShowNation.com. Now that the people at Amazon, Mrs. Fields, and Finish Line are happy, I'm going to make myself happy, because I'm going to sit down with Liz, Jason Mossburger of Shotgun Soul. We'll see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Let's try it again. Welcome to the Just Talk With Sam Podcast. You know, with our good buddies Liz and Mossburger of Shotgun Soul. Thanks, guys, for meeting us up here and coming out on the podcast, man.
Thanks for having us.
I'm happy to have you guys back. And I want to start off by this podcast. If I don't say this, dude, I'm so fucking proud of you guys.
Thank you.
I really am, man. I mean, the album is coming out.
Finally.
Well, you think about it, like, I do very little homework whenever I start a podcast, the bare minimum.
Bullshit.
Very.
Can I say that?
I'm dead. Yes, you can. You can swear. It's fine.
Because when we did your podcast the first time, mm-hmm. you dug up stuff on me that I thought no one would know.
Mm-hmm.
So you do homework.
Very little.
Okay.
That was one of my rules is if it can't be on one page. Mm. I will not bring. It's so much stuff I didn't talk about.
Okay,
like,
well, good.
I can sit down and just break down tweets and, like, it's like my level of homework borders on stalker. And I'm stopping myself from doing that a little bit more. But usually I have the one sheet with me with people because sometimes when you're first meeting a person, you guys are artists. And I kind of understand that myself. You guys can be very sensitive about your shit.
Like, hold on. Maybe she's an artist. I'm a guitar player.
I'm also very
sensitive. Well, technically, if you, in the broadest sense, I'm technically an artist. You're more like Venus de Milo. You're like your Rembrandts and stuff like that. I'm Jackson Pollock. I just throw some shit on the wall and hoy it sticks. And yeah, this is art. Just barely. Yeah, this barely makes the cut. So yeah. But my point is, with the one sheets is, if that little sheet of paper that I barely use sometimes gives so much comfort to people when I'm sitting across from them.
Mm-hmm.
Just that they know it's a format and not just me just asking questions that I just want to know.
Right.
Or sit down and being very conversational how we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, honestly, those are the best podcasts when you just sit down talking.
Yeah.
I know normal. I got, like, super far off track, but I'm super proud of you guys because last time you guys were on mic, I was in your studio, and this is at the cusp of the album. You guys were working on it.
Mm-hmm.
You were just mining that piece of coal and
yes.
just mining it and mining it. And
mining
to
it and
the
mining it.
Diamond yeah. that it is now. I mean, in between the times. We've said it on social media. We've traded paint. I've showed up at your shows.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
too.
Of course. Because you guys, I like you guys. The reason you're here now, I like you.
Aw, we like you too.
I don't. Like, I try to keep it as real as humanly possible.
Yeah.
If I don't like you, I'm not just going to sit across from you. I'm going to ask these questions.
Right.
Because then it's a book report. It's not a conversation anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just, did I get this right?
Mm-hmm.
In my stalking of you, did I get this right? So, the video, I'm proud of you guys again because I like it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Please, go into... You know what? I should have did this before my fangasming. Please give all your social media information at this point.
Because okay.
I don't want to get into something and you guys don't plug your stuff. Please, go ahead.
Thanks. We're on Facebook. Just search Shotgun Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter at Shotgun Soul. We have a website, shotgunsoul.com. Basically, if you Google, everything comes right up and...
Okay.
We're all over the place. I'm on top of that stuff.
Now, the long-awaited album that... This has been happening. I mean, for me personally, I don't even think Chuck was born. It had to be 8-9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When we first talked, it was a work in progress. Since then, you guys have added members, added new songs to your repertoire, and adding one member is kind of a challenge for most bands because you got to mesh with the original members. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys added how many?
Three.
Yeah.
I almost feel like, even though we've been a band for quite a few years, I feel like we didn't really become a band, and I'm using quotation marks, until January this year.
Because mm-hmm.
that's when we really started to find our sound and what we wanted to do and the direction we wanted to go in. And that's our first show with Steve was mm-hmm. in January when you saw us for the first time. And then we added the horn section. And so I feel like we're almost a brand new band, you know?
Whoops. How does the newness kind of, like, wear on them? Because they are in... Can you speak for it? Is it more like... is it like, oh, well, we're one big happy family? Or was it just, like, a huge learning curve?
No, we're family, for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. we already knew Steve from other... He was in other bands.
Okay.
And that's how we met him. And then he invited me to do a track with him for his hip-hop thing he does
mm-hmm.
called Magnanimous and it's amazing. And then we just kind of became friends from then and invited him to do a track with us. And then little by little he would just come to practice and we really liked how he sounded. And at first, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little kind of like protective, I guess, of my position.
You should be.
I was like, all right, like, he's really good, and I know he's beneficial to our band, and I liked everything that was happening, but, you know, the little diva in me was still like, all right, I'm still the lead singer. But that was just at the beginning.
Honestly, I have to ask that question. Has it come up? Because technically, you are bringing him into your spotlight, literally.
He's never done anything where he's been like, oh, I want more attention, or I'm going to do this. He's not like that at all. And we all are just, we just want the music to be as good as it can be. And he brings an element that makes that happen. Like I said, at first I was like that, but that's long gone.
Yeah, it's very few bands with multiple singers, lead, preferably with the lead. Like, there was three that I could think of.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
I love it.
You guys are, and Jay, you know, Mossberger, where are you at in that, man?
I initiated the vote. I brought it up to practice. I said, Steve's a member of this band. Any objections? Say nay. Everyone said, yeah. Dave said, bleep yeah, man.
Okay.
And it was, we played a really, really hot show with him, and with the Infats on that bill, you saw us there. And even before that, actually, in November, we were playing in support with him. He was doing a show at the Detroit Pub, where we're going to be releasing the album on December 7th. He was doing a show there, and he jumped up with us on a couple songs. You know, he came to practice, wrote a song with us, and then he was just like, can I hang out? We were like, yeah, jump on a mic, do whatever you want to do. And we were just like, okay. And we did that show. We couldn't get him off stage. We didn't want him to get off stage. We were having so much fun up there, you know. And just, yeah, January is when it kind of became official. It was like, all right, this guy's here to stay.
Now, speaking of January, from January to this upcoming January, then you have an album out. I hate to ask this douchey question. It's such a douchey question, but you got anything on the horizon? Do you have anything coming up? Can you talk about this now? That's a good question.
We're DIY, buddy. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Well, we can, but, like, we already have some really cool stuff that we've been offered for next summer.
Okay.
That I'm not going to talk about just because, like, contracts haven't been done or anything.
Fair enough.
But some really cool things.
EP coming out.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. More videos. What I'd like to see happen is doing some small touring. I think that's really necessary to what we do.
Get your name out there. There's many places as
absolutely.
You show up. Yeah. You're going to start to grow and grow your fan base, and
I feel like if we just stay in the Detroit market for as long as we have already, and, you know, hope to be, not to say anything about Detroit, we love it here more than anywhere, but then you're just, no one's going to come looking for you. You know what I mean? So you have to go find people to listen.
I assure you, as a guy who deals with that very statement weekly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it would just be fun.
But as far as, like, touring and things, another way of getting your name out there is the music video.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I mean, not just on Facebook. I watched it. I watched it right before I came here, just kind of like, I had to watch it three times. First time I watched it because we're cool. We have established a friendship. I was like, oh, man, they got the video. They were talking about this. Now what happened? And then the second time I watched it, I was just kind of like, okay, I had to watch it in, like, podcast mode. And I'm just kind of like, okay, if I am to talk about this, I actually have to have some type of in-depth information other than saying, oh, man, it's cool. And I watched it again because of the second time.
You only watched more times than I have.
Now, here's what's interesting why I watched it the third time. I think I was tricked into watching it the third time. By myself, because I like the way it was shot. It reminds me, and this is all complimentary, it reminds me of, I'm going to show my age with this statement, but the Electric Company. Do you guys remember, like, the show, like, right after Sesame Street for, like the young adults?
I don't remember the Electric Company.
Okay, I am showing how old I am at this
point. What is that?
The Electric Company was Sesame Street for young adults. So
okay.
If you were too old for Sesame Street, you got the Electric Company and Zoom. It went from, depending on your age, is when you watch PBS.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm showing my age right now.
Well.
Yeah, hurry it up, Grandpa.
The video, funny enough, a guy we know, a friend of ours named Greg DeLiso, edited, shot, and directed it.
Diamond Greig.
Why does
he's
that
the
name
best.
Sound so familiar to
he's
me?
He's a filmmaker. He does a lot of film work. He's awesome. He's super cool.
Diamond Greig.
He did something. It was like a...
He made a movie called Hectic Knife.
Is that the superhero movie or a vigilante type movie where...
It's kind of vigilante.
It's like a vigilante where the hero would go and like stab people.
Yeah,
it's all in black and white.
Was Jesse one of the killers?
Wait, Jesse was in there?
Yeah.
Jesse did all the sound for that thing, yeah.
And he was in it, too. I think he
I got to look that back up.
I'd have to watch it.
I don't think you're thinking of the same thing.
I'm remembering something. I remember it was around the time we were doing a lot of summer stuff. And we were, well, we could say it now, but we were working with Encode. And they were just showing a lot of the Indiegogo stuff that's happening here in Detroit. And that was one of them.
That could have been it.
If memory serves me right.
They did a Kickstarter and all sorts of stuff for it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He's awesome.
But, yeah, okay, I really got to do some homework on that. But
the point was that, so we asked Greig to do this video for us. And we're like, we have the song, and it's kind of a goofy song, and... We didn't really have a concept. Mm-hmm. The only thing I wanted is I wanted a really cool old car and chicks in the car. Like, that's the only thing I really cared about.
And chick.
I wanted hot girls in a car. And one of my coworkers let us borrow her car, and we, like, put a green screen. But we kind of were like, okay, Greig, do what you want with it.
Let us borrow a lot of beers, too. It was nice.
Yeah, I saw it was a lot of beers in there.
A lot of beers.
But one of the things I said when it comes back to, like, the electric company, yeah, I'm still being grandpa. But, like, they used to have these weird vignettes between teaching segments.
Okay.
That looked sort of like in that shot where it was a musical, but in that case, it was you were supposed to learn something.
Okay.
But yeah, our video, too, you're supposed to learn something.
Well, drinking and driving in an old car is totally acceptable. It's,
watch out for
obviously you
Cholo
watch,
Dave
obviously
Fidani.
Obviously, you get the message. You should probably watch it a fourth time.
No, I got the message. It was just fine. Everyone's having fun. I had fun watching it.
Someone told me they were like, I feel like I just took drugs, but in a good way.
It was a weird...
And I'm like, okay.
LSD vibe type feeling, but it is a good video.
Thank
like,
you.
Around the time... Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's a lot of flashing lights.
I'd rather it be weird and kind of eccentric than just whatever everything else is.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You're just being you. Weird is actually pretty normal.
We're a pretty quirky
bunch.
Yeah,
it came pretty quick.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it's
good for us.
I looked completely wasted that video. I didn't even drink that day. Completely
sure?
wasted that day. I know. I'm like, is that just how I act? Jesus Christ. I'm a fucking animal out there.
All right, you got your album getting ready to pop. You got your video out there. And I'm curious. Any Kanye moments in the horizon? Where you guys get? Is it when you
God,
guys feel
I
like
hope so.
Super no. diva.
Okay, so let
yeah,
me tell you.
I'm gonna amaze in the top of my head.
Jason
the
is
was.
The Kanye of the group.
I'm the Kanye?
Yes.
Oh
Don't
God, that sucks. I'm starting to reevaluate my whole life.
Hold on, wait a second.
Did
man.
You see Kanye's rant on Kimmel?
Yes.
Okay, that was like the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
I would go to his concerts just to watch him rant like
if
that.
If he did that, I would go.
It'd be so good, right?
Yeah.
Well, he has a tendency to do rants like Kanye, I'd say. And you Jesse, know, too. Except Jesse's are just way more out there.
I probably wouldn't rant. I would probably be like super diva. Me personally, in you guys' position, just like, yeah, I'm not going to talk to anyone today if they're not wearing the color chartreuse. Yeah, like, well,
she said stop lying.
Stop lying.
I like
stop lying.
Yeah.
He threw a flag on you and everything. That's 5 yards, buddy.
No, I don't think anyone in our band's diva-esque, though, whatsoever.
No, I'm just saying that's what I would do. I literally asked that question just to see what you do so I could just say the chartreuse. Because that's something. Oh, in my brain.
You
is,
had that, like, planned for a moment.
Oh, my God.
Actually, that's not actually true. I mean, our sergeant at horns, Bill, our trombone player, he's kind of a diva sometimes. I mean, he won a couple of Grammys. He doesn't stop talking about it. So there's that we have to deal
pending.
With.
Grammys.
Oh, pending.
First of all, if I won a fucking Grammy, I wouldn't shut up about it either.
He didn't really win a Grammy.
I would start off every sentence.
That's the best part. He didn't even win a Grammy. He won't shut up about it.
You know what? They do it like everyone else does it. Like when you don't get a Grammy, what is it? The Grammy nominated artist, whatever their name is. Yeah. Do you know... How, like, I already talk a lot on this now. If I was nominated for a Grammy, every day, Grammy nominated Sam McClay. Everywhere I go.
His Facebook status would just be like,
Grammy nominated for this song.
Goes to the bank, like, hello, Mr. McLean. That's Mr. Grammy nominated.
Exactly.
McLean.
You know, my Facebook statuses would be liner notes. That's just it.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be liner notes of stuff I did.
These are my accomplishments.
Every day.
Bow down.
Every day. You're laughing. I'm not laughing. I'm going to have that conversation all the way home where it's just gonna, well, you kind of do that now.
Tasha's gonna kill you.
Yeah, probably.
Look at that face.
If she does it for that statement, she has not been listening to anything I've ever said ever.
You know, from this perspective, she's like Lindsay Buckingham.
Because
she doesn't say nothing. She's just like,
she just, no.
Sam's like, come on, I love you, baby. She's like, okay.
But when I look at her, I know she's heard so much worse. Like, you know what? I always tell a lot about myself around you guys on every podcast I'm with you guys. I, like, open up. A lot of times when, I guess, in a dispute, most people would get angry and they yell, and it's just the cost of being in a relationship with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are in a relationship like a family of 9 people. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a few arguments. So when you're one-on-one with someone, it's closer quarters. Tasha has told me a lot of times when I get angry, I turn into what she calls Sam-ye. Where I say things that doesn't make sense before I say my point.
Like Kanye.
Exactly. What she said she was going to do, and I can't wait for this. She said she was going to tweet all of the stuff I say and just hashtag Sam-ye.
You need to do that, Tasha.
Yeah, she's probably tweeting the stuff now as we... Yeah, but what's happening, one of them, she did, like, threaten me with a tweet. And the tweet
Sam,
she didn't send.
Sam, you're getting threatened by tweets?
Well,
you gotta hold down your
kingdom.
That's
so modern.
It is a weird tweet that she, hashtag, she just showed Sammy. And she's like, I could send this right now, and everyone would laugh at you. Everyone would make fun of you. And the tweet said this: do you know who I am right now? I belong on the moon. There's more. M-A-R-S, spelled out. Mars. M-A-R-S... Mars. I am not from this planet. I'm betting you guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sam-ye.
Hashtag Sam-ye.
I can see it.
Sammy Space Cadet over there.
Well,
where's your rocket ship at, buddy?
Honestly, that is one thing I did want to be before, when I was about 5 years old. That's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be the first basketball-playing astronaut. That's a real
that's
thing.
Specific,
that's awesome.
That was a real, hand to God, I would get the governor, well, my mom, on this, but I would call her right now. She says,
you could do some sweet dunks in space.
Well, see, it was so thought out for a 5, maybe 6-year-old. Yes. To agree with you, yes, you could do sweet dunks in space, but this was the job. When the it hurts to admit this. When the NBA championship here, so you're world champions. The day after winning the world championship in the NBA, you go to Cape Canaveral, you get on a rocket ship with your team. And they shoot you off into space to play against other teams from other worlds because you're this world's champion.
And you took that Bill Murray movie
that's
to heart.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, I thought that's how it worked out. I thought when you won, you were the world champions. I was too little. I was a kid. I didn't take in concept that you're the world champions of this world because you won it all. I thought... what we don't see, you know, that...
So you thought all those players went up into space?
No, I just thought the team that won...
Right.
When it went off into space and played other worlds because they were the world champions. Yeah, it's...
I hope we see that one day.
Guessing by what you've told me about your age, I'm going to imagine you were thinking that It would have been Larry Bird and McHale. Mm-hmm. There were trading mm-hmm. championships to L.A. around that
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
So you're thinking that Larry Bird and McHale's yes. pasty asses are getting on a plane.
Yes.
shooting them up, and they're going to find Space Jam.
Yes.
So wait a minute. Somebody stole Space Jam from me before it even happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably.
Space Jam.
Do you have this documented? Let's sue somebody.
No, I don't have this documented, but I know I've told a lot of people, and they all gave me that look you guys just gave me.
Dude, R. Kelly wrote a song about your dreams.
I could have got everything from Space Jam. But that's the thing, that I really believe that. No, that time we don't see him, it's just called the off-season. You don't see anyone.
Because they're in space.
Exactly. Well, I know that now, but at
the
time...
I really hope I have dreams about this tonight.
At the time, I thought you were just in space.
And in sports news today, Magic Johnson
exactly.
straight into Jupiter.
Because
gone.
ESPN was still on. Even though the games were... I was such a basketball head growing up.
You had basketball Jones?
Yeah. I had a basketball
Jones. The Pistons look good this season.
Huh?
The Pistons look pretty good this season.
Yeah.
I think they'll be good.
I don't think they're going to space, though.
No, they're not. Well.
No, they ain't that good. They ain't that good.
Lamar Odom might be.
You don't know. It's pretty early in the season. I hope they go to space.
They're gonna get jobbed out to the Heat.
Some weird interplanetary league they could get into. Maybe not representing Earth, but maybe this portion of the
Jupiter's
solar system.
Got a lot of moons.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. You know, that's
so
a whole
awesome.
Division by itself. You know, us, Mercury, and I think we are our own little thing. But yeah, I wish I was lying to you guys.
That's pretty awesome. You should not be ashamed of that
when
whatsoever.
When I was five, I was like, I'm gonna play hockey. Not I was going to play hockey and then go to Canada and play hockey and then go to space after that and play hockey. Like, you had this thought out pretty well. It's pretty impressive.
Well, that was 5-6 years old. You know what? You guys kind of stumbled into a game that we usually
okay.
play on a podcast. I did promise next time you're on a podcast, we're going to play games.
I like games.
Well, one of the games we usually play is 5-year-old self.
5-year-old.
What would your 5-year-old self say to you right now? Like, did 5-year-old Liz run around the house with a microphone singing?
Yep.
And she's just looking at you. Oh, you're doing a good job.
5-year-old Liz would be like, wow, you haven't changed much. I would play dress up, and I would sing and make up songs, and we had, like, a window seat.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of those. We lived on Bishop in Detroit, and so we had, like, one of those really cool older houses that had this big bay window.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just stand up there and sing all the time. That's, like, all I did.
Okay, so you're on point with 5-year-old self. Okay, what about you, Jay? Come on, Mossberger. You gotta give me one, Jay. Give me one, Jay. 5-year-old self.
I'd like to think about what I would say to my 5-year-old self. See, I don't know what my 5-year-old self would say to me.
Mine would be an apology.
Yeah,
because I am not a basketball player, Gasher.
You ain't gonna make it, kid. You're just
yeah, mine would be an apology. It's like, do you have any other dreams?
When I was 5, I don't think my plan was to play guitar. I think my plan was just to be as loud as possible, and that was the means I found to do it. Be as loud and obnoxious, you know. That was kind of where I was going. So I'd probably still be like,
yeah. So 5-year-old you was like, you know what? I'll take it. I'll take it.
Look at you. You found a way to avoid bath time. Yeah.
Yeah, mine would be an apology. An apology where I look at 5-year-old Sam. Hey, you
this
grow up.
Really tough.
You grow up to be 5'8". So that basketball thing is totally out of your future.
But at least you have a platform that you can talk about your
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah. That's another. You don't have a mic, ma'am.
I'll speak for her.
All right. Come on. Where's 5-year-old you? 5-year-old
Tasha
you
and I
singing.
Were the same kid. On their
yeah,
piano?
Yeah, on your great grandparent.
Oh, okay, playing. I thought you meant like on top of the piano. That's awesome.
You know what's interesting about all of that? She never once played the 5-year-old game on this podcast. You're just like, nah, I'll wait. Like, well, you found a way. She always found a way to leave. In the middle of the 5-year-old question. Like, we've had other guests, and they've showed up, and we've seen some cool 5-year-old
stories. Valiant effort. Valiant effort.
He wants to play, too. What is that? That is the cutest thing. His
My little man, he has, he will play. He's going to be on this podcast. I can't wait for him.
Maybe he'll be a basketball-playing astronaut.
I would love that.
I mean...
Do you know what type of stage mom
or dad I would be. Oh my God. I would be that guy. Like, Tyler's in tears. I would be the equivalent of whatever that is.
Don't. Oh.
Wait, you're in your garage making a spacesuit for him?
Yes. Yes. I'm in the garage. I'm whittling like a rocket. It just,
oh my God.
You're going to be, this is it. Live our dream. Live our dream.
See, that's why I can't have kids, man. I do the same exact thing. I'd ruin that kid.
Having kids is awesome, depending on the time of the day.
Yeah.
Like, me and Chuck, we sit down. Like, I do stuff now that he will, like, I'm going to love it. I'm going to be that guy where, like, you used to be cool, man, when he grows up and learns how, well, technically when he learns how to walk and get out of the room. Like, that's my buddy, man. We watch Walking Dead together. And it's cool because I know it's scary, but he will never remember any of this.
Yeah.
This would totally manifest into a fear later, and then I'm ready for it. But
and then I could dress up like a zombie and scare him back in the line.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to dress up like a zombie, and he's going to be, like, super scared, and this is why. Yeah. Cause
that's good siren right there, actually. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. That's my buddy, man. We used to watch Breaking Bad together before it went off.
I can't watch that.
Why not?
Okay, I watched like 5 episodes. I'm like, all right, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and try to be cool. And I got so depressed. It made me so
season
sad.
Season 1. What, you're season 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you just hang
in
there.
Do
just,
it.
If you just hang in
there. I would watch it and I would just sit there and like, I would get really anxious and I would start to cry.
You're in a sad Breaking Bad mode. You
I
just,
couldn't do it.
Just stay the course.
Oh, it gets happier.
Maybe I'll try.
Oh,
again.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah, being a crack like, cooker with cancer when has a bright side.
Like, oh my God. When he turns like gangster, oh my God. Then
don't
you start
ruin it
rooting
for me. I'm
see,
still
maybe
watching
that's
it,
the
man.
Thing. Like, everyone, the expectations for it were so high. Because, like, my best friend's like, you're dumb that you don't watch this. You need to get on the, you know, with the program. And I was just like, why do they like this? It's so sad.
I will say the first few episodes are very, very sad. But that's the thing, Vince Gilligan. All right, first of all, let me break it down. I can speak for Vince Gilligan. He listens to the show. Vince Gilligan does not give a fuck about your feelings. He really doesn't. That's the creator of the show.
Oh, okay.
Creator, director, Vince Gilligan. He does not care about your feelings.
Well, I figured that.
Because it's all a trick. The first few episodes are, like, really, really sad, but you stick with them. Then it gives you, like, these little weird nuggets of hope as the show. I don't want to spoil it, but they're...
I'm going to try again.
I'm trying to ignore you over here.
I'm not telling what happens, but he gives you these, like, nuggets of hope throughout the series where you just root for the wrong... If you're anything like me, you start rooting for the wrong thing. And it's horrible, the things that you ration and you root for. But you remember the sad part, so all the horrible stuff you root for, and it totally screws up your morale. Your moral compass goes right out the window.
Oh, we don't have those.
You will find it. Like, I used to thought I was edgy and badass. I start watching Breaking Bad. Yeah. Like, oh. It's like, I made that noise. Like, you're like, oh. Oh, that's possible. And then you start seeing these little weird nuggets of hope. You latch on to those. You latch on to those so hard, and then he takes it away from you.
All right, I'm going to give it one more shot.
Give it one more shot.
I'm going to skip to, like, episode 6.
No, don't skip.
Because five
you
was where I left
TV
off.
Okay, five is...
Somebody
all right, just
TV
tell me where you are right now.
I left off at episode 5, and I was so depressed.
No, what I mean, like, what is happening? Is he still...
just got out of the basement.
Oh, he just got out of the basement?
Yeah.
Oh, stay the course, girl. Stay, because I know where you are
like
now.
It?
If he just got out of the basement, just stay with it. Yeah. Yeah, well, Tasha cries at the weirdest thing. In Breaking Bad, yeah, you should have cried. No, I'm not giving spoilers. Yeah, you should have cried. It's called Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's not going to end pretty.
Yeah.
But she... I need her on mic to defend herself. Yeah. Because this... I want to... We make fun of this. This wasn't a podcast in itself. When we made
Breaking Bad?
Huh?
Or her crying?
We didn't do Breaking Bad. We do spoiler shows.
Okay.
If you've seen this on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And one of the spoiler shows, what we would do, we will take a movie or we will take a popular series and we'll just spoil it for anybody.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, we give so many warnings in the hint.
Yeah.
On Facebook, we get, you're on now. You should be able to hear yourself.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
All right.
I wasn't planning on being on today. Hi. I'm going to give a shout out to
everyone.
Basketball playing Astronauts.
Okay. Little, well, she's about to start talking.
He's like,
now.
I want
to
be a part of it.
Because now I wanted you to defend yourself.
You can have
for
my
this.
Mic. Bring it over here.
For this reason alone, my wife cried at the end of Entourage.
Hey, it was a good ending. That was a good ending.
You cried at Entourage too?
And when you have all
Entourage.
Did you? That's not the question I asked. Did you cry?
I cry at a lot of really dumb things. So yes, answer is yes.
I am a crier. With movies, I am a crier. And I do the ugly cry since I'm at home. You have to do
the
ugly
Kim Kardashian cry.
I did
the ugly.
Nice. I did not cry at Entourage.
Have the ugliest cry ever.
I think I was more crying because it was over. Like, oh.
Well,
yeah, it was like how Turtle had to look come up at the end and, you know, little.
You grow attached to characters.
Yeah.
Grew attached to him, but I didn't cry.
Like,
I was
how
like,
he went from being like a plus size man to a very hot man.
He's so hot.
He's like,
I saw him. I like how you called him a plus size man.
I don't know what it is.
I saw him this weekend on Fashion Police with your girl Joan Rivers.
Hey,
he
yeah,
was on that.
Yeah.
He looks so good. I was like,
he's very, very
Turtle.
Handsome.
I thought he was cute when he was chubby too, but
I don't even know his name. I just called him Turtle.
Jerry
Ferrara.
Jerry Ferrara. Yeah, Jerry Ferrara.
I just called him Turtle.
But yeah, I wanted her to defend herself.
All but right. Yes, I'm
because no one should cry at the end of Entourage for any reason.
I think I cry
for any reason.
You know what? I cried something. I'm kind of embarrassed. I cried on last week. I was watching NeNe Leakes' wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was in the bed.
Here we go,
crying like
go.
A baby.
Oh, boy.
Because you know why?
Especially when Greg was crying.
Exactly.
No,
that's what I was gonna say.
Real housewife talk.
Honestly,
go, buddy.
Dude, I could talk Real Housewives all day long.
That's my Real Housewife person right there. But yeah. Honestly, you got to think about this is old to us. If you follow the trail on social media, when we are left alone, we do dumb shit and put it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel I'm gonna just say something really quick.
Uh huh.
I don't feel like you guys can say shit about us watching Real Housewives because y'all watch wrestling.
What's wrong
I watch
with that?
Wrestling too.
What's
so
wrong
do
with
I.
That?
I love wrestling.
I like it too. I watched it with him last
nothing,
night.
Nothing but wrong with seeing men in panties.
There's really no difference. It's all
it's all
fake
reality.
TV meant to make
it's
you think it's real.
It's
exactly.
It's still athletic competition.
Ah.
It's just. It is a different Real Housewives.
I got a guy that can like
it
to
is
bring
different,
up.
But
here's a different
one. Okay. Someone Real Housewife with a house
it's called well, she wasn't a Real Housewife, but
she
technically,
been. She
if you watched the TLC movie,
was that
Andre
Rice?
Oh, he
watched
fire.
That.
She
yeah, I watched.
Well, you got to think about it like this. Entourage.
It was a good movie.
First of all, you shouldn't cry off Entourage
because
every episode is the same.
I didn't really become
okay.
a fan of Entourage for the last two seasons.
Have you guys seen Entourage all the way through?
Yeah, I have like
all right,
the
listeners, if you have not seen Entourage, I'm giving a spoiler.
Okay.
All right, here's the deal with Entourage. Every episode is exactly the same. The reason, okay, first 20 seconds, something horrible happens. Next 15 seconds, you see Ari. You go roughly 22 minutes later, everything magically works out.
And you notice how as
it's every episode of Entourage.
My favorite thing about Entourage is as it progressed, Jeremy Piven's suits got tighter
mm-hmm.
and tighter.
And he got more tighter. And more hair.
He played that
He got
role
more
so
hair
good.
Plug.
Like, I can't yeah. see him doing anything else other
he's
than
a,
I
he's
can.
A handsome man, too. I watch movies with hot.
I
think
can
he's hot, but I
with
I
Jeremy
like
Piven.
He has that. That, like, Napoleon Complex
yeah.
thing. With
he
him.
Did such a good role as
but
Ari,
smiling.
But I've seen him before. And, you know, believe it or not, Jeremy Piven, he was on Seinfeld.
Yeah, he had way less hair.
He had way less hair. He was.
What
he
do
was,
you play on Seinfeld?
He was towards the middle to end of the series when Jerry was making the show. He was the new George. He was the casting, one of the writers of the Seinfeld
really?
Show. Yes, Jeremy Piven was on.
Well, I've watched
he's a comedy
Seinfeld
writer.
A time,
he
so.
Was the comedy writer for
but
the
Jeremy
show Piven Seinfeld.
Is like he was like half.
He
half,
was
like the Sherman Hemsley. Going
he
on
was
back
bald,
then.
But
really?
he had the horseshoe.
Well, it's Hollywood for you.
Hey,
some plugs.
I can't wait till I get some Hollywood money. I'm getting breast, butt, lipo.
Right,
nose.
I know.
We talked about diva moments earlier.
Hey,
every girl has their secret wish list.
I'm getting it all done.
I'm good. Exactly how I
am comfortable talking
about
the surgery.
He tells me, because I'm like, when I get older, I want Botox so I don't have wrinkles. He's like, if you do that, I won't talk to you.
No, but.
You will never know.
That's what I said. I go, you won't know.
I'm ready to get old enough where I can stop caring about my looks. I want to, whatever the, I want to bring back the Frederick Douglass haircut, where it's just like,
yes,
it's yes. Like slopped over on one side is gray, and one side is just like salt and pepper. I don't
see,
even care
men,
anymore.
I think men get better with age.
Yeah,
we,
man, you
of course we do.
Women don't. Hags. We don't.
We become hags. Like a lot of older women look great with short hair. It's like if you go with the long hair and you're older, you're just like a hag.
I'm sorry, but she's right. Like men, as we get older, we age like wine.
So therefore, if I can buy some
ladies,
and we're like blue cheese.
For the most part, you age like bread. It's for the most part.
I want to have a Benjamin Button complex. I need that in my life.
But you guys can work out stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Botox.
Yeah, when you guys get into the drugs and the
have all the creams,
the makeup and
drugs and the stuff.
Yeah,
and the zippity doo, zippity bop bop.
But
yeah, I'm still good.
And here's another thing. When guys get older, if you're just horribly ugly, just have a cool backstory. If
yeah,
you have a cool
backstory.
Absolutely.
Pay a lot of money. I promise you, a nice
give yourself
car,
the eye
a nice
scar.
Car and a good job will outshine ugly any day.
Not true, man. If you're ugly, just go the full line,
woman,
get the eye scar, make up a story about fighting a tiger.
Makeup, and we know
true.
How to put a weave
that's
in.
True.
Dude, I fought a tiger.
Ugly. Ugly is able to be, you can cover up ugly with a lot
like
of
I look at heroes who aged and gotten ugly, like Seal.
Seal was
that's one of my heroes.
He wait, didn't age
and Seal was
ugly.
Born ugly, man.
But Seal, yeah, yes,
Seal
I agree
like
with you.
He
but
can make gorilla cookies
he has.
I don't think Seal's ugly.
I think he's atrocious.
I think he's sexy
Seal
like,
does
in an odd way.
Seal does the.
You know what? If you had to clarify it, I think he's sexy in an odd.
Well, I mean, everyone's
X-Men S-Way.
I'm kind of nervous they might be listening.
How I describe
right
Seal,
now.
Seal makes
looking
me
around.
I would like to sit out and talk with Seal.
She said he makes,
Seal makes me dry.
Well, Tasha.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't say he makes
how
me
how will
wild.
We ever survive?
Unless
we get a little crazy.
Because the baby wasn't sitting here, I swear I'll give you the finger.
How we
I don't want to pick that habit up.
Right, the baby just starts flipping people off. He's like, Mommy did it.
How are we ever going to survive?
But it's Seal.
But he can. Maybe that's why I think he's kind of sexy, because of his voice.
Yeah, he would
that
have
can,
been, like
singing.
Like,
singing will.
He's the only person
that can make you more attractive.
A KKK costume around me. He can wear
singing
one.
Will do. They don't want him.
He can what?
He can wear a KKK costume.
Seal can?
Yes, he can wear one.
Seal.
Well, I guess it would be just ironic if he did.
At that
I
point,
mean, it would be, but I wouldn't mind.
I don't think they. I don't think they'd take him, Tasha. It's.
I think I would be offended if anyone wore that.
KKK. I'm just saying he can wear the KKK costume.
You know what's interesting about this podcast?
This is a very.
We have a knack of running into these people later.
We've already talked about astronaut, yes. Basketball players, Seal in a KKK costume.
Welcome to a normal podcast.
This is awesome.
Welcome
I love it.
This is a normal podcast in which I'm not Charlie Rose.
Yeah, just a little warm up.
You
thank you. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the fam now. This is a normal podcast
like
where I'm not giving you the Charlie Rose treatment and just
yeah.
Asking questions.
Oh, this is fun.
And
we're
I'm not stalking everything.
This is what we do.
This is
good.
We just go way left.
And sometimes we have guests who come in and says stuff.
Well, that's
well.
The great thing about this kind of thing, too, is unlike on terrestrial radio, you can just say whatever you want on this.
Exactly. You can
and
say
no
whatever.
One can censor you.
Exactly. And quite honestly, it's a freeing aspect. How you feel? Mm-hmm. How do you feel right now?
I feel good.
You should. Like
I
everything
do.
You say, the only time you will probably have to own up to it until you run into those people. Like us, we have run into some of people like last week, our buddy Joan. You immediately
Joan.
Have this Rolodex. Oh my god, did I say this and this?
I did that on the last time we did this.
Yeah.
I went back and listened, and I was like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah, you have
why
it.
Did you say that, you idiot?
But you know what? If you feel comfortable at the end of it,
mm.
Like, this is how you feel right now, and I had to... I never really once apologized. I don't think... And I'm saying horrible stuff. But it's just, okay, I can admit when I was wrong, if I said something wrong, but
I don't think I've ever done that with this show.
I have never done it.
I would rather go back and look at pictures and be like, oh my God, I looked horrible on that picture. Mm-hmm. But I've never had
Why did I think that outfit was cute?
Yeah. So what was Joan like?
Where was my girdle that day?
Well, we kind of get into it a little bit. She's
I love those.
Very nice. Like, on stage, she's an animal. She'll rip you to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
Joan Rivers?
But yeah. They met her.
No way.
I told you.
Well, the week, well, let's, since we're putting everything out on Front Street, the week you were sick.
I canceled, yeah.
You kind of gave us a night off.
And I was replaced with Joan Rivers, which is way better than me. So
It wasn't like that.
I would take that.
But it's just how fortune.
It's just how the cookie crumbled.
It's just how fortune. And we talked about that like last week on the other podcast. We were like, look, we wanted to be upfront about it. We hinted about it on social media that you guys were coming to help celebrate breast cancer awareness. But you got sick. And we started hanging out with Joan Rivers. Like, we didn't want to be that. They're like, well, you know, she's gone. Let's just hang out with Joan.
No, she is so funny.
Yeah, she,
wait, how did that come about? Like,
without airing too much on the podcast, we've been cool with her for a little over a year.
Yeah, maybe more of her assistant,
and through her,
but her assistant was giving her the communication. He does most of her communication
exactly
since she's 80.
Yeah, I mean,
he does like just about all of her communication.
And then she shows up, does this talk, right?
Well, she was at Andiamo's, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by us,
mind you, no one go to Andiamo's.
Hey, just because,
dude.
Okay.
Are you talking about at the end where it's how you like try to get out at the?
Yeah.
Is that I know we went and saw Lisa Lampanelli. And it was the most horrible experience ever.
You were the week before, isn't it?
They were saying...
No,
oh,
it was quite a few months ago.
It was like April or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was a while ago. But it was
Morris
awful.
Morris Day was the night before, Sam.
Morris Day, was it?
Yeah,
the motherfucking time.
Morris Day, the motherfucking time. Mr. Vicari, yes, I'm talking about you.
Because they only allow the valet.
Yeah.
Yes, you only the valet.
It
you
sucks.
Have to pay. I said, can you get my keys so I can get my own car? I have my keys in my purse. I can just go get my car myself.
I know. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And being a 5 foot nothing woman in the midst of that crowd,
they
wanted to cry.
Oh, big time. And everyone's just trying to fight with each other.
100-year-old ladies out in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And it was like maybe close to 100 people stuck in just the vestibule.
Yep. They put the damper on the night after.
11 people called 911 at night.
Yeah, because they couldn't get out. It wasn't necessarily that they were in danger. They were like, dude, we got to clear this up.
Because people push forward and they block away. It's really bad.
Here's what. We're going to see. I always have that thing in the back of my mind, like, "Oh my God, I'm going to run into this person."
Oh, and Vicari's thinking this right now. If he was listening to this, he would be like,
"Well, the thing is, though, is they're one of the only places
exactly."
He was sitting at our table. We at table 25, which was like two tables away from the stage.
Jesus Christ, you just tell everything. All right, go.
I can tell this. No, I'm just saying, he was sitting right in front of us. You know, he has bottle service. Everybody's coming over, pouring his drinks for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to pour a drink. I'm surprised they didn't feed him his bread.
Which is true.
Like, we know you own the place. But
I have met him before, and I will say he's a very nice man. He is nice.
But
he needs to get his shit together.
The parking situation.
With that parking thing. Because it's not fun.
Here's how the night went with us. It was, we saw the show, we hung out. Well, she had a Real Housewives moment. I'm trying to be, like, cool and super dapper.
I had on 5-inch heels. Of course I had a Real Housewives.
No, I'm talking about at the door when we had to wait on.
They was like, it's only select people. And on the list. I said, excuse me, sir, I'm on the list.
See, I'm trying to be smooth.
You're like, I am gone with the wind.
Exactly. Like, I'm trying to be smooth about it.
I was beat that day. My face was beat that day.
You know when you
have
the...
Play with me when I have on red lips.
Oh, and he looked good.
She was about the thunderclap. She was about... We are on the list.
Like the bad girls talk?
Exactly.
Aren't you listening to me?
Me, I just...
So wait, I'm picturing it like this. So like, man, you're not on the list. I'm a pop off.
Exactly. It was about to happen. So we go out. And now that we're there now, fuck my smoothness.
Get the key. Because
I was just going to be smooth like, hey, you know, if you check again. Okay, she already kind of put that down. After she put that down, we go back with Joan. We talk with her for a second. She's super nice and super cool. Then it got to a point where we were sitting around drinking Johnny Walker with her. It was weird. It's weird because it's like we are not supposed to have this. I am a guy on the internet.
Every time they tried to whisk us out the door,
because we're the youngest people there by 40 years.
That's what she was excited to see you.
Everyone there had their AARP card.
So they're looking at us. Who the fuck are they? So we're talking, and Jones kind of holding court a little bit. Magically, I don't remember ordering Johnny Walker. I just remember handing my hand down, and it just...
Well, that's what happens when you hang out with Joan Rivers. She's just like...
It just appeared, and she's talking. She's giving me, like, career advice, and, like, we're trading stuff. Because, and this was, like, one of the time I could poke my chest out. I gave a little bit of career advice to her, because she's now stumbled in my backyard, which is the podcasting world. Joan has a podcast now, the In the Bed with Joan Rivers. So she just kind of picked my brain on a few questions, and I was like, well, you know, gave her answers. And Joan is smart, and she gave a smart, quirky joke that I didn't get till I, like, drove off. It was, like, we kind of, like, traded bars with each other. She was like, hey, Sam, I met your wife. I met you. You can't do any better. Hold on to her. She, you know, she caught me with the left hook a little bit. I got her right back. Like, oh, man, Joan, if you had tear ducts, I'd make you cry. And we're just joking. And she hit me with one more. She got the last word. That's a crafty, excellent legend that I dealt with. She was like, you know what, Sam? I have the power to make you one of the most famous people in the world right now. If I drop dead right now, you would be the shit. And then... Well, that's not going to happen.
That's awesome.
Walked off. It was. I went in my car. I'm like, what does she mean by that? Then I looked at my wife.
You got that on tape?
I wish I did. I really wish I did. I wanted my expression on the drive home when it hit me what that meant. It was like, yeah, that would happen because everyone would want to hear the story and everyone would hear. Yeah, she's right. Oh my God.
You know, I like to play a game. What do you do when you're a kid? You just trade insults back and forth. We used to call it skins, I think.
We called it capping, dozens.
Capping, dozens.
We had a quick version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, roasting.
I would like to play that game with Joan Rivers.
Oh, she'd break you.
Oh, I know. It'd be awesome.
Oh, she just pinpointed.
Man, the funniest thing she said that had me about she called Khloe Kardashian Lurch. Mm-hmm. Almost died. She's like, you know, it was Kim, Courtney, and Lurch.
She traded stories. She kicked out a little dirt on Hollywood.
She talks a lot. She throws shade on them, though, even on the Fashion Police. She always.
But they love her. Everybody
loves her.
Everyone loves her. She talks about everybody.
She got ham on Rihanna, though. Mm-hmm. And I can see that.
I hate her.
Yeah, I hate her. Being around with Rihanna. Yeah, she was like, she deserves everything Chris Brown gives to her.
Oh, shit.
She broke.
That's a little, yeah.
She broke it down. But it was such a fun time.
Well,
I feel weird to say thanks.
You're welcome.
Was such a boring time hanging out with her. I feel weird just now saying it, but
hey, everything happens for a reason. But I believe that.
We got a chance to do this. One more time. I'm so happy for your album. We're going to be there on the 7th.
Cool.
7th, right?
Yep.
Okay, because that's what I told babysitter. 7th, he can't go. It's a bar.
You can't call him. Why can't Chuck come? We're not discriminating against Chuck.
So I'm starting my birthday celebration.
We'll hire Chuck one of those guys to wear him on the front so he can just hang out on the front.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Baby has been to way too many
bars. I know. He's been way too many bars to be under one. Like, I'm trying to push for C-minus dad at this point.
I'm trying to make sure he has, like, the kiddiest birthday party ever.
He should not.
Too many bars.
People should not know him when he walks into a bar. Hey, Sam! Chuck!
Dude, he's enhancing your act a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
he's got the
really
charisma.
Good baby.
Don't get me wrong. I like him. He's awesome.
Well, I would hope you do.
Yeah, like.
He's going to be stealing your spotlight soon. That's all I'm saying.
I hope he does. I want him to steal my... I want a guy I always wish for, a doppelganger, a guy who kind of looks like me. If I'm ever tired, here you go, grab
your
mic.
You're worse than me. What I said, like,
and
since
I can
Sam
just leave.
Can't sing, I really wanted somebody in the house that I can harmonize with.
So you hope he gets it?
I hope he gets it.
And I wish for someone
because
who can read comics.
If I get Sam, no chance of
that harmony, pal. He's got no chance.
Sam's not gonna if I say, Sam... Give me a C.
Why?
Going to give me an X.
Why?
And I can't.
Why? I'm going to ask that question. Why? I don't sing.
When you were singing, you want somebody to match pitches with.
That's why she's so lucky to be living with me. I have a beautiful singing voice.
She can't sing either.
Oh, yeah.
I can. And when you are a natural singer.
What do you mean he can't sing?
You understand this. It's like weird to you when people can't hear it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like, it just, if it naturally comes.
I said
like,
to her,
I felt
since
like I
day
felt
one,
relief. Like I had rehearsal Saturday with my old choir. I had like my high school choir. I had a had a rehearsal with them Saturday, and I was just like, oh my God, it feels so good to be in the play. I can just hit a note, and people would hit the top and the bottom, and I'm good to go.
If I'm not
so
telling
jokes,
I said it to her. If I'm not telling jokes on stage, I am an affirmation specialist. That's what I am.
That is a real job, too.
Hype man. Yeah, that affirmation specialist.
Yeah.
That's just a nice way of saying hype man.
Dude, we can work you in. We can work you in. All
right.
Work you. You got to get that Chris Jericho light-up jacket, man.
Oh,
and then we'll work
shit,
you in.
I'll do
then
it.
We'll work you in.
That jacket is atrocious.
I would love
what
that.
What are you talking about?
I love that jacket. The lightweight jacket?
It is atrocious.
You don't know what you're talking about.
His jacket looks like...
Chris Jericho.
Set it up. Set it up. I would love
that jacket. You gotta buy the jacket.
If you can get that jacket
the
on the 7th
Hines Park in
at
the
album release party,
job for
and coming in at Affirmation Specialist. Sam.
I saw Chris Jericho's band.
Listen, come on, give it up
I
for our
I went to a Fozzy show.
I have been
awful.
Following. What's wrong with Fozzy?
Oh my God. I went with a bunch of dudes, and I'm like, "Oh, this will be cool." And I just sat there the
what's
whole time, like,
"Look, I do like two songs.
Stop.
I do like two songs.
Stop.
Ask me that question again.
What's wrong with Fozzy?
He's the best wrestler in the world. That's what's
yes,
wrong
he
with
is.
Fozzy. Get back in the ring, dude.
All right, first of all, I love the web show that he just came out with.
So
but
I'm
Jericho.
I'm
Chris Jericho.
His band, like the musicians in his band, don't suck, but he can't really sing that well, and it's just weird. I don't know. It was awkward.
Once again, she's forgetting about the tea. Terrible.
But wait.
Terrible
wait.
Is what it
hear
is.
Hear me out. As a person who bought the Happenstance album.
What's a Happenstance album?
That's his album.
That is the second album from Fozzy.
Fozzy?
Fozzy. That's the name of the band.
Oh, that's Chris Jericho's band.
Chris Jericho's
oh,
band,
yeah. I
Fozzy.
Never heard of them.
Tastes good.
I will say this. I got to vouch. As a person who went out of his way to buy the Happenstance album, to hear the song, two songs, what it means to was it be like me? That's
is
wonderful.
That the song that goes? Don't you wish
yes,
you were
yes,
me.
Yes,
oh, God, that thing.
Yeah. And
that thing is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. And
that's such a terrible
their number
song.
One single, To Kill a Stranger.
It was not number
like
one. Number one where?
Lane.
Germany?
Oh, no,
get
I didn't say where. It said it on the label of the CD, the number one single. Granted, it was track one. I don't know what that means.
How clever. I'm totally going to do that.
It was number one single, but it was track one, To Kill a Stranger.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So Chris Jericho should just stay being a wrestler.
No.
And
no,
he
like,
should take his shirt off.
He's a pretty face. He should just
he's
be
hot.
A pretty face.
Like, he looks good.
Some
Chris
dudes,
Jericho
hey,
is
stand
one of the best
there,
wrestlers
you know
in
what?
The world.
Just
the
for that,
need to be back
during when I do the reads at the start of the podcast, I am playing To Kill a Stranger. I have to play that in the background. I have to play.
You know what? Do what you want to do, Sam.
But before we do, before.
Sam,
like,
make the baby cry. Come on, man.
This hour has went
yeah,
past.
Yeah, I don't like it either, man.
I just happened to look at the podcast clock. This hour has went past so super quick. One more time, I'm so happy. You know, before we end it, one more game. It's a quick one. We do this with a lot of our guests.
I'm not playing.
Just when we play games.
Okay.
Fake laugh to real laugh. Do your best fake laugh, and then when you start making it a real laugh, raise your hand. On a count of three.
You don't understand. You shouldn't have a fake laugh.
We'll find out. However you... Ready?
Right.
Count three. One, two, three.
We had similar laughs. That was so weird.
Sam had the laugh of a 40-year-old woman.
It's so what, man? It's just dumb fun, and we usually have dumb fun on this podcast.
It.
Fake laugh to real laugh. You got one more? You got one more? Count three.
Another
one.
Fake laugh?
Yeah, fake laugh
oh, okay.
to real laugh.
I'm going to bust out my real laugh. I'm going to be playing. Go.
All right. Fake laugh real on the count. One, two, three.
Oh, you're ridiculous,
oh
man.
My God.
I did it.
Thank you so much. One
thank
more
you
time
so much.
For the people. Just your social media information. One more time.
Facebook.com, Shotgun Soul, at Shotgun Soul on Twitter. YouTube.com/Shotgun Soul Music. shotgunsoul.com. Mm-hmm. December 7th, our CD release is at the Detroit Pub in Clinton Township.
Yeah, yeah, and I will continue.
With Nadir and Annalise Company. Sorry, I had to throw that up there.
Please. Throw
Oh, Nadir, oh, man, he's going to tear the house down that night. Annalise, if you haven't seen these guys, they're my new favorite style of music. Funk grass. They're bluegrass mixed with funk. And they're
they
got a violin player that saws the floor.
Remember,
half.
We
it's
ran
amazing.
Into Nadir at... remember when we went to...
He's so good.
Let's talk about it off
of okay. Yeah, all right, anyway.
Thank you for having us, though, you guys. We really appreciate
by all means.
It.
And I think we'll end this one. Well, wait, let me do our stuff. For all things related to the podcast, you can go to samshownation.com. I will talk about the CD release party in weeks to come, leading up to it. And quite honestly, you can always hit me, Samshow11, on Twitter, Facebook, /JustTalkWithSam. And
Instagram.
Anything else... You could go
if you hang out
Instagram, just talk with Sam.
If you hang out in a bar and you say free pitcher, free pitcher, free pitcher 3 times in a row, I will appear.
Really?
Any dive bar.
Okay, right. We'll find. I will test that out this weekend. And anything else, you go to samshownation.com. If you guys don't mind, you mind if we close this out with Just Fine after we end the podcast?
Awesome.
Okay,
we
will close it out with Just Fine. And guys, we will see you guys next
week. Thanks for having us on, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Peace out, y'all.
Come and let the beat drop, baby. Gonna show you how a shoe's shining. I swing like a pendulum, baby. Gonna get you feeling just fine. And tonight I'm a soul of fire. I'm gonna get so hot that I can fly. Bring me the beat back, baby. Keep reaching for the sunshine. Sometimes I wanna run away to somewhere down in Hollywood, where the people look so happy. If I was burning early in the backseat of the Caddy, and my daddy ran away that night. So you wanna make a video? Maybe we can run away. Daydreaming about the California sunshine is just fine. It's the best type of scenario. Maybe we could ride away over to paradise. Daydreaming about the California sunshine is just fine. We are just a sheep, baby, but we're coming for the big time. And I got a plan for us, baby, 'cause we're lovers of the same kind.